Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is The Box Trolls. Well, a group of creatures called Box Trolls, pretty much because they're trolls that live in boxes, they've raised a human boy, but there is trouble. The humans suspect that Box Trolls are up to no good and decide to rid their little town of all of them.
In the town of Cheesebridge, when all good citizens are safe inside, beastly creatures roam the night.
Who are you, boy?
I'm a Box Troll.
You need to look like a proper boy.
I will destroy every last Box Troll in this town.
So if you're thinking sweet, adorable, fun-loving, cute, and enduring kid movie, not so much. Instead, you get cunning, wretched adults who want nothing more than to satisfy their whims, oblivious to all needs but their own, and to set out and utterly destroy and murder anyone who's not like them. Yeah. And on top of all of that, not any of those so-called adults are the least bit interesting. Could be that whole selfish homicidal maniac thing. And the two little humans that you hold out for that maybe they could bring a little joy and entertainment to the movie? No. They both border on tedious and even annoying. So surely the Box Trolls themselves must be the ones to bring it. Yeah, an interesting idea. Growing up living in boxes and your name is whatever's printed on the box, like shoes, but now again, all boring. So it seems the only thing you might get out of this movie is a couple of obvious lessons. Like, don't judge someone by their box cover, and try to think outside the box. Oh boy. Now onto a different kind of homicidal movie altogether. It's The Equalizer. Well, Denzel Washington is just trying to lay low and live an ordinary life, but when something happens, he may need to use his old skills.
I promise I would never go back to being that person.
But when somebody does something unspeakable, someone you hardly knew, you do something about it, because you can.
He didn't take out five pimps. He took out the East Coast hub of the Russian mafia.
A man with his skill. I want to know who he really is.
Truth be told, it's a bit of a secret fantasy, really. The whole idea that the kind neighbor next door, that quiet guy you see around town, or even the reserve guy you work with is ready, if you should happen to need it, to in a split second be that guy who springs into action to come to your rescue and make things right, no matter what the consequences and no matter what needs to be done. Of course, all that's perfect if you're the beneficiary of such greatness, but if you're the bad guys, you better watch out. And Denzel Washington is the one the bad guys have to watch out for in this movie, which I totally buy. Of course, Denzel might be a bit damaged, maybe, but for sure a hero when it counts. But even for heroes, things get a little messy and complicated. But combined with intrigue, action, and suspense, that's good stuff. And the lesson you get from this movie is worth learning. Denzel rules. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.